Wednesday evening, everyone, and welcome to another Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram, we get together each and every Wednesday night at this time to talk Lorain County High School Wrestling. And of course, this being the first Wednesday in 2016, we turn the calendar, we turn the page, and Sean Bennett, as you and I were talking before we got rolling here, this week things get a little more back to normal, per se.
Right. Last week when we did the show, we were kind of right in the middle of some tournaments, some competition, and now they're the holidays are over, so they're trying to get back to that normal. Do your wrestling on the weekend. You know, it helps with the weight cuts and things like that. The kids are back to a normal schedule, and it really helps these guys to kind of get back into a routine, which they're going to need for the end of the season.
That being said, for some teams and for some wrestlers in our area, the holiday season treated them very, very well, including the Midview Middies. We're going to hear from their head coach, Sean Bristow.
Right, and they had a kind of an amazing situation where they competed in two back-to-back dual meet tournaments, where that was the format we kind of went over last week, where it's 14 wrestlers going in against the other 14 wrestlers from a team. They wrestled at the Vermilion Holiday Duels, wrapped up last Wednesday, and then this weekend went to the Brush Duels and wrestled another tournament in the same format.
So obviously, Sean Bristow will be a very happy coach when he joins us in our next segment. And Sean, a little bit later on in the program, we're going to preview this coming weekend. As we said, things get a little back to normal, per se. It's going to be a very busy week as far as action on the mats is concerned.
Right, we're starting to get into conference dual meets this Thursday. We've got a heavy schedule where they're going to get into conference dual meets, and then Friday, Saturday, back to tournaments all over the place. I'll be out there for my finally getting on the mats and getting to see some tournament coverage, so I'm kind of excited about it. And we'll be covering a couple tournaments. We'll be covering stuff on Thursday night as well.
I know you've been itching to get out there, man. Actually watch some wrestling.
Yeah, it's hard being a full-timer on the sports desk. You know, everybody's kind of cashing in that vacation late in December, so now we're freed up and I'm able to get out there.
All right, good stuff. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to hear from Midview head wrestling coach Sean Bristow. He's going to join us to talk about Midview's big week last week. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty, and we're glad you've dialed in on this Wednesday night. Stay with us on AM 930 WEOL. You can listen on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app, and you can also listen online. That's right. Dial us up on the internet at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back. It's segment number two of our weekly Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Sean, each and every week in the CT, keeps you completely up to date as far as wrestling in Lorain County and really Northeast Ohio is concerned. Glad to bring you this program each and every Wednesday night right here on AM 930 WEOL. And Sean, let's get right to our guest. He's also named Sean. Sean Bristow, the head wrestling coach at Midview, is on the line. And as you were saying, Sean Bennett, a big week for Midview last week.
Right. Those back-to-back tournaments, they won the tournament titles in both of the tournaments. They started with the Vermilion Holiday Invitational. Midview went 9-0 to capture the team trophy there. And then just 5 days later, from the end of that Vermilion tournament, go to Brush for the Brush Duels. And go 5-0 there and win the tournament, too. So 14 dual meets in the span of 5 days. It's a pretty impressive feat.
Well, Sean Bristow, we welcome you into our Wednesday Wrestling Recap here on AM 930 WEOL. And as Sean Bennett just said, what a week for your Midview team. Just take a moment or two and tell our listeners about that. Boy, you guys have to be flying high down there at Midview this week, coming off the big week that you had.
Yeah, you know, it was great. We're real excited. We're proud of the guys. They did great, like Sean said. We went 9-0 at the Vermilion Duels. You know, some of the teams were, you know, a little thinned out. Some of the teams were the B teams, but, you know, it's a good confidence builder for us, and we're happy to win that. And then, you know, a few days later, we were at Brush, and we went 5-0 there. And, you know, the guys did real well in the championship. We had Cleveland Heights and beat them 53-24. And we're doing pretty good right now. Our dual match record is like 16-0 right now. We do have a tough one coming up tomorrow night, though, that's for sure.
Well, let's take a moment or two and just go through some individual wrestlers that really stood out for you last week, Sean. Who are some guys that really opened your eyes?
You know what? One guy that's standing out big time right now is a freshman. His name's Pablo Cruz. He's a 132-pounder. And he not only went 8-0 actually at the Vermillion, because he didn't wrestle one of the matches. He went 5-0 at the Brush Duels too, and he's getting a lot of pins for us. He's really, really solid on top, and his footwork's getting better on his feet. And you know, we're just really excited, especially him being that he's young. He's only in ninth grade. He's really standing out in my eyes this year. Some of the other guys that did real well: Zach Anderson at Brush Duels. He was 5-0. He had two pins. Justin Wimling's another freshman. He went 4-1. Zach Carr's a senior for us this year. He only lost one match last week, which was good for him. Trevor Began's a real solid wrestler for us at 152 pounds. He was 5-0 with three pins at Brush. And, you know, Seth Frombach, he was 5-0 with a couple pins and a tech fall. And a few other guys, Spencer Berthold went undefeated. Evan Keyes, heavyweight, went undefeated. And Jacob Snyder was 4-1. He's our 195-pounder.
Hey, Coach. Just talking about the feat, participating in 14 dual meets in a span of 5 days. During your days wrestling at Avon Lake or in your coaching career, do you remember putting together that kind of volume of competition in such a short span?
You know what? No. Actually, it was a lot for our guys. We even came in on New Year's Day. You know, some of the parents were like, what are you having practice on New Year's Day for? It's because we had a tournament, the dual match tournament at Brush the next day. So it was kind of a lot of matches in 1 week. But, you know, the guys are working hard, and right now we're really healthy. So we said, well, you know what, why not? We were a little slow in December, so that's why we kind of, you know, wanted to pick up that thing at the end of December and then the Brush Duels at the beginning of January, because we've been, our points have been down a little bit, but now we pick up a lot here in January.
And every year I kind of talk about Midview history. You'd probably like me to shut up about it, but we kind of, we kind of always talk about kind of the drought for state qualifiers, and we got a couple guys since I've been covering the beat that have gotten really close and stuff like that. But as far as I can remember, since I've been taking over the wrestling beat there at the Chronicle, this might be one of the best overall Midview teams, overall lineups, and definitely a handful of kids that definitely look like they have a shot at getting down to Columbus this year.
Yeah, you know what? We definitely I'm getting a little impatient. I think I said it at the show you guys had earlier this season, and we're working to get there. That's our ultimate goal, is to get the guys down the state tournament. And like you said, Sean, we definitely have a few guys that you know, if they put the work in and they keep you know, having success and excelling on the mat this season, I think we could you know, get a guy or two down there this year. You know, as long as we keep up the hard work and you know, keep lifting and training and drilling hard, good things could happen.
Again, we're talking with Midview head wrestling coach Sean Bristow as he joins us on the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. Sean, a quick look ahead. We got about a minute or two left with you. Southwestern Conference action Thursday. Just talk a little bit about wrestling in the SWC.
You know what? We're glad to be in the conference. It's actually the conference I used to be in when I wrestled. And, you know, it's a great conference. I think it's a step up a little bit from the West Shore. There are a few teams from the West Shore in there, but tomorrow is going to be a heck of a match. We got Homestead Falls. You know, they're ranked in the state, excuse me. And I know they're going to be really, really solid to beat. You know, we want to go in there and give them everything they can take. And then we don't want to overlook Westlake either. Westlake beat us, I think, twice last year. So we have Westlake first and then Homestead Falls. And that's that match is at North Homestead. I think Falls is the team to beat in the conference this year.
So I would think you kind of use tomorrow as a measuring stick, a barometer, just to see where your wrestlers are at and where your program is overall.
Exactly. We'll kind of see where we stand tomorrow. You know, it's definitely the toughest team we've seen this year in dual match action. And we're going to kind of, you know, gauge it from there after the match and see how we do against Falls. I know they're definitely going to be really tough.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you stopping by the Wednesday Wrestling Recap. Congratulations on that fabulous week last week for the Midview Middies. And as you just said, tough wrestling tomorrow night at Southwestern Conference. But, hey, you go in there with a lot of momentum. We appreciate you stopping by.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
That's Sean,
Brist-
Sean Bristow from the Midview Middies as they're coming off a big win. And Sean Bennett, as Sean Bristow just said, they're going to be really challenged on Thursday, though.
Yeah, and in Olmsted Falls, he's not joking. They just finished as a runner-up at the Medina Invitational Tournament, one of the toughest holiday tournaments in the country. And, yeah, they're coming in with a lot of momentum, too.
Wow. All right, we thank Sean for stopping by. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Sean Bennett and I will have a look at some of the other action that's coming up on the mats this week and this weekend. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Glad to be bringing it to you each and every Wednesday night on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone if you download the WEOL app, and we're also online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. It's the show of Sean's tonight. We thank Sean Bristow from Midview for joining us during our last segment. Good conversation with a head wrestling coach over at Midview High School. Of course, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram each and every Wednesday, joined by yours truly, Tim Elkhorn. All right, Sean Bennett, let's talk a little bit about action on the mats that's coming up. Sean Bristow talked about tomorrow night, Southwestern Conference with Midview, Olmsted Falls, Westlake over at North Olmsted. That's not the only SWC action on Thursday.
Right. North Ridgeville will be traveling over to Amherst, and that'll be a good matchup. I believe they've matched up in the past, even when North Ridgeville was in the West Shore Conference, and that could be a good match for both those. Nice, opener. I'm not sure how much the SWC has done. They might have done a couple matches here or there so far. And then Avon at Avon Lake, that's, obviously that classic football rivalry, and now right. They get to get on the mats and get it done.
And Greater Cleveland Conference action Thursday, Elyria, Euclid over at Shaker Heights, and a lot of action in the pack as well.
Yeah, and that GCC matchup is actually postponed from earlier in the season. I believe they were supposed to do that back in December, and there was some kind of maybe a skin issue or an illness issue or something with, I think, Shaker Heights. Hmm. So they just postponed it, so that's a makeup. And the pack, they'll do their quads and whatnot as well. They have 12 teams now, mm-hmm. so it's a mm-hmm. little bit different format, but they usually go in there and do two teams on one mat, two teams on the other, and then the winners face each other and the losers face each other. So those are always fun to watch as well.
And, of course, another busy weekend. As you said, things kind of get back to normal Friday and Saturday. A lot of invitationals going on throughout the area.
Right. Larry's got kind of strange back-to-back Greater Cleveland Conference because of that makeup on Thursday. They had their regularly scheduled conference duels at Solon on Friday, and then we get back to it, like you said, regular your two-day matches Friday and Saturday are Penn City Invitational at Perry High and the Perrysburg Invitational, and then Saturday you have a ton of one-day tournaments, the Len Periano, which I've covered multiple times over the years at Berea Mid Park, and then the Columbia Invitational, one of our local in-county tournaments as well, and there you see Midview added again at the John Matucci at East Lake North. I mean, those kids are going to be tired.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of work in. Hey, real quick, because you mentioned the Elyria, they've got a busy weekend coming up. We neglected to mention in our last segment, over at the Brecksville Holiday Tournament last weekend, pretty good showing for Elyria, finished third, including seven placers.
Right, yeah, 50-team tournament, and the Brecksville Holiday is the longest-running holiday tournament in the country, and probably behind the Ironman, probably the toughest regular season tournament in Ohio. So it's quite a feat to finish third in that. And, with Kevin Vo, who knows, I think Brad Bournival, who covered that for us, said he thinks that if Vo's in the field and healthy, Larry probably wins that title.
Right,
so
right.
Pretty impressive. Ben Darmstadt won a championship at 195 pounds there. Kind of nice, coming off that Beast of the East title. So he's kind of rolling along pretty nice, and JT Brown, runner-up, he in the most recent intermat wrestling rankings is projected now to win a state title at 182 pounds, so that's pretty impressive too.
And by the way, I was mentioning to you before we got started here, you tweeted something out earlier about some of the state rankings that are now starting to come in and some of the things that jump out at you from that, Sean.
Yeah, wrestling fans love the rankings. Wrestling coaches and players hate them. Or wrestlers hate them. But no, wrestling fans kind of feed off that. And Josh Lowe, who is resides in Northeast Ohio and is the national high school writer for intermatwrestle.com, does a really extensive preseason rankings. He updates them right about this time, and they came out two nights ago with a like a midseason report. And then he does a full Brian Brakeman used to do what they call the Brakeman report, and you and probably a lot of people have heard of that report.
Yep, I have.
Extensive breakdown before sectionals of what they think is going to happen in the postseason. Josh has kind of taken over that mantle since Brian retired, and he does kind of a full breakdown now as well. Very accurate, high level, 80-90% accuracy on his you know, state champs and guys that get into the state tournament field and stuff like that. And he's got three Elyria wrestlers winning state titles this year. So that's, and another one making it into the final. Nico Adore at 152 is projected to finish as a state runner up. So pretty impressive what he thinks of Elyria. And, you know, it's nice to see him giving Lorain County Wrestling some credit here.
And you can see why coaches would hate that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's probably it's most
we love it absolutely.
Yeah, most coaches are former wrestlers, and they, you know, they kind of hold a grudge from their wrestling days about where they thought they were ranked, this and that, and they kind of tell the wrestlers, you know, don't look too much at it if you're not ranked high enough, and if you are ranked, don't overlook people. And yeah, it's kind of a minefield for the wrestlers to kind of have to deal with those rankings sometimes.
Again, talking with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Sean, before we wrap things up, a sneak peek at what might be coming up in the CT this week as far as your wrestling is concerned.
Well, every year I do what they call like an all-star. I take our coverage area and I kind of make an all-star team. What I think the starter at the each weight class would be and what I think the backup role would be at that. And this year I thought that might be kind of boring because Elyria High has so many state-ranked wrestlers that the rest of the fans in the county might think it might be boring just to see Elyria filling a lot of those starter roles or re-backup roles and stuff like that. So this year I decided to do Elyria versus the rest of the county or the rest of the coverage area.
That's cool.
So Elyria, we're going to see how Elyria, in my mind, in a fantasy dual meet, stacks up against the rest of the Elyria Chronicle Telegram's coverage area all-star team.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That'll be in Friday?
That'll be in Friday's paper.
That's going to be cool. I'll be looking for that. All right. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Sean, great to have you with us once again.
I love doing it.
And, of course, thanks to Sean Bristow, Midview's head wrestling coach, for joining us during our last segment. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. We hope you enjoyed it. So stay with us, as we'll be back again next Wednesday for the next edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Wednesday Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Of course, bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app, and you can also listen online at WEOL.com.